This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After Thanksgiving, I know it sounds like I have a cold again, but I don't. I don't think I have a cold. Yeah, I've gotten the cold yesterday on the farm. That's what I did with Thanksgiving. Let's find out what Jennifer Horn did and Kara Schill and Victoria did Thanksgiving so much that she's not here. This is the DJV program for Friday, the 29th of November, last Friday of the month, last week of the month. And so here we go. Yesterday, Thanksgiving. Let's see, we ought to probably start, Jennifer, with what both you and your friend President Trump did for Thanksgiving.
We were not together, just to clear up any speculation.
Okay, all right, there you go.
No, we were not together. I had a great Thanksgiving. I hope that you did, too. President Trump showed up in Afghanistan on Thursday for a surprise visit with troops. And, of course, troops in Afghanistan have been there for our longest military conflict ever. He arrived at Bagram Airfield after 8:30 p.m. local time and spent more than 2.5 hours on the ground. He talked to troops. He met with Afghanistan's president. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip a secret to ensure his safety. The public schedule said he would be at Mar-a-Lago to do a video conference call with the troops. In his first trip to the country as president, while in Afghanistan, he said he hopes to bring the number of troops in Afghanistan down to 8,600 from what they're at right now, which is 14,000. He also met with the president and confirmed to reporters that talks have restarted with the Taliban again. He said the Taliban wants to make a deal, and we're meeting with them. We're saying it has to be a ceasefire, and they didn't want to do a ceasefire. He said now they want to do a ceasefire. So he's talking to the Taliban
again. What's changed?
What? Well, he said that before the Taliban didn't want to do a ceasefire.
I know, but
now
why?
They do.
What's changing with them?
I don't know.
Okay.
He also served dinner to the troops, which was kind of funny to see him in the line serving slop, if you will. No, it was a Thanksgiving dinner, and he said that there were about 500 troops in the room that he served Thanksgiving dinner to. So it was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see what else is going on in that circle. Yesterday, as he was traveling, there were reports that he said he wanted to rename Thanksgiving. He said, quote, "You know, some people want to change the name Thanksgiving. I don't know anybody who wants to change the name Thanksgiving. Do you?" He says it's also true about Christmas. Want to change the name of Christmas? So after we all scratched our head trying to figure that one out, or if we paid any attention to it, he says, "We're not changing Thanksgiving. I love the name Thanksgiving." He said
that at a rally last week. He mentioned it, or actually earlier this week. I'm all thrown off on my days. He said it on Tuesday night in Sunrise, Florida. And I don't know who he exactly told him that they wanted to change the name, but apparently under Trump, we won't have to worry about it.
Nah, I don't think anybody.
We'll have to ask all the candidates in the first debate, you know.
Yes, we'll have to do. Now, he also, on the plane, signed bills supporting the Hong Kong protesters. That won't make the Chinese very happy, but at this point, who gives a damn about the Chinese? So how?
That was something that had to be done, and unfortunately, hopefully,
there were two bills, not one, two, right?
Hopefully, it won't set back our trade agreements with China, which is why I think we've held back for so long. But what's going on right now in Hong Kong, people are dying and democracy is not being served. And it's our job to, I don't know if it's our job, but certainly I think most people would agree that it is our job to stand up for democracy on the planet. And so I think having these bills, at least symbolically signed by President Trump, shows at least we're in the right corner.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the first bill requires Washington to assess Hong Kong's status as a trading partner every year. The other one bans exports from certain items for Hong Kong police like you can't, they can't have rubber bullets, stun guns, pepper spray, that sort of thing. So, okay. But China said it was going to retaliate. So how do they retaliate? By not doing what we want them to do when
Could
it comes
be.
To trade stuff? But they, I don't know. Is it our business? Is it anybody's business? You know, we don't like the Chinese much. We're getting to not like them more and more, even though...
You know, I don't know if it's our business. And I actually, I tend to line up with President Trump in some ways where we need to take care of what's going on in our country before we can work on everyone else's, sort of, kind of like the mask on the airplane.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are certain places around the world that need attention for the good of not only the world citizen, but as an American citizen. And if China's able to have their way in Hong Kong, and then they go to Taiwan next, and they systematically go from place to place. And so it does benefit us to help them, I think, fight back against China, because China's trying to take over everything.
Well, and they're doing a pretty good job of that. They've taken over, you know, I've talked about how they now control Smithfield, the pork product producer, largest one in America, and what the ramifications of that are. And now this week, they're trying to buy Bumblebee Tuna. Bumblebee Tuna declared bankruptcy last week, and this week they said they want to buy Bumblebee Tuna. Do we let them? Because Bumblebee controls a lot of other brands. That brand is sort of in meshed with a lot of other canned foods that they want to control. And how much of they're messing around in the turkey and chicken business with farmers either selling out to a Chinese company or being partnered with. It's just not right, and somebody needs to stop it. As a farmer, I say, stop it. It's got to be stopped. What do you think they're doing? Why do you think they want to control our food supply? Stop it. Why should there even be any question about that? Let's see, as long as we're talking about the president, federal judge blocking a policy bid by the president that would deny visas to immigrants if they can't prove that they can pay for health insurance. What's the story behind the story there? The judge of the up in Oregon granted a preliminary injunction of the policy following a restraining order he placed on it earlier in the fall. The ruling said the president's proclamation was inconsistent with immigration policy and the Immigration and Nationality Act. Calls for immigrants to prove they'd be covered by approved health insurance within 30 days of entry or be able to pay for any reasonable foreseeable medical costs. What's the problem with that?
Well, I don't think that there is a problem in my mind, but legally a lot of immigrant activists and advocates have taken to the courts to try to get this thing stopped, which they were able to do with the injunction. I think a lot of people complain, and obviously there's two different things happening here. There's people that come here illegally because they just want to, or there's people who are coming here because they're seeking asylum. And the asylum seekers, I think, there's a different set of laws, and what this law would do would actually drive more people into an asylum program instead of just trying to throw themselves across the border or use their life savings to come in with a coyote, because what happens is when people come here, then they need medical assistance. They live off the system. For someone like me who lives in California, we see that all the time, people coming in and using all the programs that they're not able to pay for.
Hello.
So,
Yeah.
So this would force people who cannot pay for health care into a proper asylum program.
Why is it our job to pay for health insurance for people who come here voluntarily, who come because they want this? The original immigrants that came here, the original founding fathers, they didn't have health insurance. So what's the precedent for this, whether it's now, whether it's in the past? More importantly, I guess, looking to the future.
American citizens aren't guaranteed health insurance. I mean,
You
can if you qualify for...
Look at all the problems there are with
with
health insurance. This is really bizarre, frankly. What do you know about this judge?
I don't know anything about the judge that happened in Oregon.
See, from the 9th District?
Here's the thing. The little tip is that people who want to have stuff that's struck down against Trump will always file with the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit Court is a very, very liberal court. And so this is not by mistake that all of these things end up in the Ninth Circuit. They put them there on purpose so that they can try to – it's their best chance to strike down legislation from the administration.
We would be saddled with all kinds of expenses. Wasn't there a thing about vaccinations this week? What do I remember in the back of my mind about vaccinations being required for people coming into the country?
I didn't dream that.
Kara, do you remember the discussion that we had about that? There was some focus on
vaccinations. I was supposed to give vaccinations to migrants that they have within... I don't know, basically that they're keeping captive.
Was that a legal ruling by some judge?
I don't know if it was a... I don't know who ruled that. I can't remember the full story, but apparently they were supposed to get vaccinations and they didn't, but I don't know who decided that they were supposed to.
But who... Well, I just want to... We've gone way too far with this. There hasn't been a lot of attention lately, anyway, on immigration, so maybe it's time for there to be some... is there going to be any or much attention between now and Christmas? Is there going to be much attention between now and Christmas on anything except Christmas and Black Friday and Blue Tuesday and Monkey Monday or whatever?
Small Business Saturday, I like that.
That's it. Yes, that's tomorrow, Small Business Saturday. One more thing about President Trump. Michael Moore says Donald Trump was right.
Uh-oh.
Michael Moore doesn't normally agree.
It was a Thanksgiving
Trump.
After all.
Yeah. He said the political reality of the system is rigged. Trump said that the system, remember, was rigged. And Moore strongly agreed with Trump's take on this. He's right when he says it's rigged. During the campaign, Trump talked a lot about rigged elections and draining the swamp. Moore contends that while Trump was quick to point out the problem, he hasn't really done anything to fix the problem. And he's right about that, too. He hasn't really drained the swamp, and we still have a rigged system. Rigged like you wouldn't believe.
I think we're all just more aware of it. And
yeah, so why
don't we do something about it? The light's been turned on, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we do something about it, though?
I don't know. I think we need to, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
But the swamp fights back, as you've seen.
Swamp? Yes. The swamp has an interesting visualization. Sounds like a movie, a bad movie, right?
I know.
The swamp fights back. Film at 11. I'm going to... Here's a product that fights your ugly white... I'm sorry, ugly yellow teeth to make them white. You need power swabs. Yes. All right, Jennifer, smile for the camera, please. Kara, you want to smile for the camera?
Can you hear the little glisten when the light hits my teeth?
Wait, do it again, Carrie. Do it again. Here, ready? Go, smile.
Ding.
Wait, ding. Wait a minute. That's a better ding than that. Oh, I can't make that ding.
What
ding.
Was that? Are you, like, using your well pump or something?
He's got a little triangle in the studio with him that he's tapping. Right.
Yes. Power swabs. Christmas. And it's hard today. You know, I was thinking about how we... compete. There are Black Friday specials, actually, on power swabs, some of the other products we talk about. But they are specials that go on all year long. You can't find this intensive whitening system that usually sells for $99.85. I don't know why it's not $99.95, but anyway. For 40% off, which is $59.90, less another $10. So what you usually pay $99 for, you now pay $49 for, only with the DJV code when you call to order on 800 before it. 208-1797. That's the special DJV line. So get on it now and whiten those teeth. All right? We have 40% off plus $10, real deal. That's the Black Friday special for power swabs. Get them, whiten up your teeth the safe, natural way. 800-208-1797. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's George Strait, musically speaking, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer and Kara and Doug and you enjoying one of the great headliners of modern country music. Been at it for quite a long time. His latest effort, Strait's latest effort, was a benefit concert the other day at ACL Live in Austin, Texas. Right? That's a great show. Helped raise $1.5 million for Hurricane Dorian relief efforts over in the Bahamas. He likes the Bahamas, goes there a lot. So he partnered with the Discovery Land Company Foundation, which actually was the host of the concert, to help the locals over there receive assistance following that hurricane back in September. George also helped to create a themed T-shirt, which supports Hurricane Dorian relief. All the proceeds from the shirt, which cost $20, will benefit the relief fund there, which the foundation created to assist with the immediate disaster relief needs of the Bahamian citizens, including water, shelter, medical needs, recovery of the community in general. The T-shirt features a play on George's chart-topping song Oceanfront Property, with the colors of the Bahamian flag. Ever been to the Bahamas, Jennifer?
No, I've been to Antigua. Is that close?
No, it's way down. That's way down.
No, I haven't been to the Bahamas.
The Bahamas are off to the south and east of Florida. It's quite a special place. I haven't been there for quite a long time, actually, no. But it's kind of a neat place. And by the way, speaking of neat, this T-shirt is for sale on George Strait's website, George Strait, S-T-R-A-I-T, GeorgeStrait.com. What are we listening to now, Kara? Is this Oceanfront Property?
Uh-huh. That makes you feel chill, like you're at the beach.
I know. Yeah. George Strait, I'm telling you, is one of the most talented artists of our lifetime. And he just sits on the stage with his, stands with his guitar and just plays.
He's almost like the Mr. Rogers of country music.
Yeah, he's very humble. Doesn't seek the spotlight, hardly ever goes to award shows.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's the George Strait story. The Strait story about George Strait. Now the Strait story about Miranda Lambert. who has now started to talk about her divorce. When Miranda and Blake Shelton announced their split 4 years ago, country music fans were pretty upset about it. The industry's it couple, that's how they've been referred to, been together for a decade, having collaborated on a number of hit songs. Their relationship was deeply intertwined with their careers, Jennifer.
For sure. So, they would do a lot of songs together. I mean, they were seen as kind of the king and queen of country music.
So they moved on, personally, professionally. Blake made headlines with a number of chart-topping hits. Found love again with Gwen Stefani when they were on The Voice. Miranda released her seventh studio album, Married a Guy Who Was a Policeman, right? Isn't that he the guy?
Yeah.
Brendan McLaughlin. But even with new music and new love lives, the divorce still dominates a lot of headlines about them. In a recent interview, Miranda admitted that going through a painful divorce in the public eye took a toll. Quote, when everyone's worried about your personal life, it makes you feel like, well, if you could just spend some of that time talking about my actual art, that'd be great. But I guess I asked.
I get that. But at the same time, she also capitalized from this really high-profile relationship with Blake Shelton. And as much as I mean, Blake doesn't complain about it. I don't know why she's out there always complaining about it. And
well,
maybe there's more speculation about more speculation about women. I don't know. The rumor was that she cheated, and that's what ended their relationship. And if that's true, maybe there's a little bit of guilt involved with all that.
It could be. Yeah, very. That's very pensive. Good for you, Jennifer. Figure that out. Explanation for everybody. Miranda Lambert with the DJB Gang at 28 past the hour.
Some people are open to feedback. Others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Shop Lowe's for Black Friday deals on gifts perfect for those on your list. Now you can save $80 on a DeWalt 2-tool 20-volt max brushless cordless combo kit featuring a drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger, all for just $149. And get a 200-piece Cobalt Mechanics tool set for just $99. This set is a $500 value and includes tools perfect for everyday projects and more. If you're up in the air about what gift to give, remember, a Lowe's gift card is always a great choice. This Black Friday, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/4, U.S. only.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Black Friday's arrived, although in many places, Black Friday actually started on Thanksgiving Thursday. In New York City... That's the sound of eager shoppers as they were counting down the opening of the doors to Macy's, which opened on Thanksgiving afternoon. Meanwhile, a new USA Today Ipsos poll finds most Americans, 77%, will buy something this weekend if they can get a great deal. It also finds millennials prefer shopping on Cyber Monday, as opposed to braving the Black Friday crowds at brick and mortar. The weather getting a bit better across the nation in time for Black Friday. In New England, it's going to be brutally cold. Wet weather is expected in the southwest and central part of the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Atrantil.
Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieved their symptoms. And it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable. But the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turned my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer. Or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
For all the connections we have, we did a lot of bread breaking yesterday, I'm guessing, in the collective. It was Thursday. We were on the air live. Jennifer, where were you yesterday? You were doing
Jeff
something.
Jeff and I cooked at his house.
Aha! Is that so? Mm-hmm. All right. So the breaking of bread, Kara had a successful day with her family, right? There were nothing that came out of it that was unpleasant. Nobody was unhappy.
Nope, no arguments. Right. I don't think we even discussed politics at all.
So, really?
Yes.
Wow.
We're an anomaly on Thanksgiving.
Yes. It is in a lot of circumstances. I worked on the farm yesterday pretty much all day, and when it got dark, I went to my friend's house across the street, had nice turkey dinner there. I didn't have much turkey, but he had some great lasagna that was gluten-free. He made himself. It was very, very good. And so I enjoyed that and some cherry pie. And then I went to see Mr. Rogers and thought that was a great way to cap the day. Yeah, it was that's a great movie, frankly.
Everybody, I actually had a Christmas miracle that I didn't tell you guys about.
Really? What happened?
You would have heard a much sadder me today. You know, I was working on Wednesday, and I was at my desk, and I tried to plug my phone into my phone charger, and I noticed it, like, kind of stuck a little, but I thought it was my case, so I pulled the case off and put the charger in. And then when I took it off the charger and tried to go home on Wednesday, I noticed that the phone was, like, almost dead. And I went,
really?
That's weird. Maybe the charger's not working. Tried it on another charger. The charger wouldn't fit into the phone. So the phone died. Literally, that's why you guys got your Thanksgiving messages so late yesterday. It's because I didn't have a phone until three quarters of the way through the day. So I thought, oh my gosh, am I going to have to go to a Verizon store on Black Friday to get my phone fixed? You've got to be kidding me. I mean, really, it put me in a terrible mood. But Jeff was able to fix it. Thank God. It was
good for him.
Miracle.
Yes.
Ooh. I guess. Can you imagine having to do that on Black Friday to go to, like, an Apple store? Or
no.
That would be miserable.
No. How many people, when you were breaking bread yesterday, sharing the meal with your family or close friends, fed your body and your mind and maybe your soul, if you get with people that you really care about, think about what you did yesterday. I wonder how many people had pizza. I was thinking we had this great lasagna, and he makes a great pizza himself as well. A lot of people, I went to the food store the other day. I was going through the aisle looking actually for a small gluten-free pizza. I was in the mood. But then I thought, every time I buy pizza in the store or have in the past, it was awful. Most of that stuff is just, what is it, DiGiorno and some of the other brands.
Do you do cauliflower crust?
I have not. Is that available in a frozen pizza?
I don't know. I'm sure there probably are some.
No, I'd like mushrooms,
yes.
A little tomato sauce. I always put more tomato sauce.
I know Trader Joe's does cauliflower crust.
All right,
and it's really, I think it's good. I'm a weirdo, but I think it's good.
So no, I will. I'll check it out. Speaking of pizza, the fellow who got booted from Papa John's, John Schnatner, says that he's downed more than one Papa John's. No, Schnatner. No, it's
Schnatter, isn't it? I don't think there's another N in it.
Is he coming, by the way, is he coming over on Christmas Eve?
No, sorry.
Okay. Anyway, so he's had a lot of pizza in the past month, concluded the slices that he once made aren't the same high quality. No! So Schnatner stepped down, and I guess somebody thought that he'd uttered a racial slur. I don't know whether he did or he didn't. But he says the company isn't keeping up with his slogan, better ingredients, better pizza. He said, I've had 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, not the same stuff.
That's a lot of pizza.
It is a lot. To prove a
quality control, carrots, all for science.
Yeah, sure. That's why I ate 10 pizzas.
He says, I'm
going to
make sure there's a day of reckoning at Papa John's. They'll have to pay. The board members will have to pay. I don't know. Is anybody worried about this other than him?
No.
I saw this and I thought, what the heck is going on there? I want to know, Black Friday is upon us now, what the deals are. Day after Thanksgiving, known as Black Friday for as many years as I can remember. Back, 1980, I think it was, Black Friday had a more ominous meaning in sports. For example, 1981, March 13th, an unlucky Friday, the 76ers lost for the second Friday, the 13th in a row. Sports writers use the term Black Friday to reference their bad luck. Today, for some, it's Buy Nothing Day. This day is part of a movement against consumerism, urging the world to change their purchasing habits to consume less. Buy Nothing Day originated up in Canada in September of 92 as a way of protesting the frenzy of Black Friday shopping. I didn't remember it had been around that long, but I guess it has, right? 30 years? Black Friday for 30 years? Huh. So anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely become a bigger deal in the last couple of years. I mean, it used to be just Friday, and now it's also Thursday night, and now it's also, like, the entire weekend.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, because Black Friday used to just be in stores, and then you would have to wait until Cyber Monday for Black Friday deals online. But now you can just basically do Cyber Monday on Friday. So, I don't know. I think I already have half my Christmas presents, so I've got a whole list of, like, things I can buy on Amazon or other online stores that I'm going to get today. And then I'll be done with it.
So good.
There are Amazon deals. I'm looking at a $99 4K TV. By the way, I have Amazon Prime on my TV. I can't get it anymore. I had my friend, one of the neighbors across the street, come over and try to figure out what was the problem, and he couldn't figure it out, and neither could I. I used to be able to just click one button, click another button, and I'd, because I want to see the new, the Jack, what's it called, the Ryan thing on Amazon, and I can't get to it. I need you, Kara, to help straighten things out for me.
We all need Kara.
Sure, take a trip up to Boston. I'm not sure I'll be able to walk you through it, but...
That'd be nice, yes. So anyway, Amazon has got plenty of offerings today. If you're a budget conscious, Prime members get two-day shipping that doesn't cost anything. All right, so there's one item. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of the malls around the country. The hours, probably they're all open now, I'm going to guess. What did you think? When I say now, doing this program early in the day.
And if you're calling and getting trampled, call us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to hear it live.
It's like going to Jurassic Park or Jurassic World with all these people ready to stomp on you, eat you up if you don't get out of the way, which kind of takes me.
Yeah, I saw some picture of people lining up, like, all the way around the corner of a JCPenney last night.
I just can't.
And I'm like,
same thing happened at the Kohl's.
I'm like, guys, it's JCPenney and Kohl's. It's already cheap, and also, what are you getting there that is worth that?
All right, so here's what happened here locally. The A.C. Moore store in the mall opened at 5 o'clock this morning. Marshall's opening at 7. Let's see here. Barnes & Noble, 8 o'clock. That's nothing new. Let's see here. PetSmart, 7 o'clock. Best Buy, 8 o'clock. TJ Maxx, 7 o'clock. Sierra Trading, 7. Walmart stayed open all night. Here, was that the case? So did Kohl's. Pier 1 Imports open at 8 o'clock. Old Navy stayed open until 11 last night. They're open now. Hobby Lobby, World Market, 7 o'clock. Those stores usually don't open until 10, right? Isn't
that
the
easy.
Story, mostly? Yeah. So anyway, the real story here, I'm looking at one of the sites that I get a lot of things. I buy a lot of stuff that I need for the house or the farm online. 80% off door busters here. Dog stuff. You know, that sort of thing that we're buying all the time. So the holiday sales starting today, the measurement is starting today. Between today, let's see, what 26 days till Christmas? I think that's sort of 27 days, 26, 20, depending on how you count. Holiday retail sales are expected to top $1 trillion for the first time ever. 3.8% increase over what was spent last year. And the same is true for travel, transportation, number of people on the road. Today, I was driving around yesterday. There was nobody on there. It was kind of like driving. For the first time, I was thinking, this is like Christmas. There's nobody. Nobody.
I know, it was nice. I got on the road going back towards my house about, I don't know, the normal time I'd leave CRN around 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
and there
right.
was nobody on the freeway. I was like, wow, nobody. Only my ride home could be like this every day.
Yeah. Right. And travel deals today, there are a lot of people that can save a lot of money if you want to go to the AAA or you want to go to your airline. I booked a couple of trips yesterday. I've been watching the prices on them. I'm not that conscious of the price. Sometimes, you know, you save a couple of bucks here and there, but I don't, you know, back and forth to LA mostly is what I do, and I know what the prices are, and, you know, in any given week sometimes or a given month of the year. But, boy, there are a lot of deals if you want to go looking around for them. The whole thing about this, the optimist in me thinks, okay, this is good for business, this is good for America, this is good in lots of ways. But in other ways, I don't know that it is so good. I don't, consumerism being what it is, you know, do you have to take the good with the bad here in this circumstance? You know, you want to get, I know what I'm getting those lettuce grow things for lots of people. A lot of people. I was thinking.
The lettuce grow things?
Yeah, you don't even know what they are. But do you remember us talking about them, Kara? See pictures of them?
Yeah, we had a guy on who's a like TV producer and used to be married to Zooey Deschanel, and he makes these, I guess, like portable growing things that you can have inside so you can grow like a garden.
So I don't know about you. I was thinking about you. If I send them to you, do you have enough room? Jennifer does, but I don't know if you have enough room.
Not really in my apartment where I have two other roommates.
Maybe what I do is
floor.
Maybe I'll give it to you and you can give it to your family, to your mother and father. I bet you your father would get a kick out of it, actually.
I might give it to my sister. She has a small outdoor garden.
It'd be good for children to learn. This is a great tool. I'm getting one for Miles so he can watch things. He loves to watch things grow. And you can grow all kinds of things in this. If you want to, this is a plug for them because I like what they do. Go to Lettuce Grow. Lettuce spelled like lettuce, the plant, LETTUCE, lettucegrow.com, I believe is the website. All right? There's an idea for you. In sports, PETA slamming the Georgia Bulldogs over UGA. UGA, not happy with UGA, University of Georgia school mascot, being taken state to state, paraded around in front of fans. UGA X, known as Q, has been Georgia's mascot since 2015. He's the latest in a line of dogs that dates back to 1956 when UGA first took the field for a home opener against Florida State. Mascot has been tradition for the University for a long time. PETA says, nope, enough is enough. So what do we think about this? The folks at PETA tweeted a video of UGA on the sidelines in his doghouse in the pouring rain saying, he looks miserable, no dog deserves to be packed up, carted from state to state, and paraded in front of a stadium full of screaming people. Animals are not mascots. So it's time to retire UGA.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, I kind of do too. The dog looks so sad. Look at some of the pictures. Sad, sad looking.
Well,
dog.
I think, you know why? Because a lot of kids will steal the mascot. They tie him up to, the campus. I don't know. It's time to move on.
Well, it's food for thought for a certain, anyway. How we treat our animals. It is time. There are a lot of things that are changing that are unnecessary to change or overdone. This is one of those things that I don't think is overdone, frankly. A focus on animals and taking care of them, treating them as beings, because that's what they are. They're not things.
Yeah.
They're beings. All animals, all God's creatures, great and small. Remember that? Who did that? That vet that did that book. Remember that book? I wish I could remember the vet's name. All God's creatures, great and small. Anyway, something to be thinking about as well. Do not even contemplate getting a dog for anybody for Christmas. Do not do it. It is horrible what happens to dogs that are given to people at Christmas because there's so many other distractions, nobody pays any attention to the dog. So please don't do that. Now, the pleases and thank yous. Please, Jennifer, would you go over the television schedule for tonight? What's good?
Yeah.
What do we think? What's going to be different about tonight?
Well, different tonight is going to be Dennis Miller and Friends, a season finale on Turner Classic Movies. Dennis Miller brings in Jay Leno, some of his other favorite comedians, which will be a lot of fun. If you need a few laughs after the holiday, that's at 8 o'clock.
Are they doing
tonight
movies that are comedic? Is that what they're doing?
No, this is actually a television show where he brings in different guest hosts with him. Yeah, so he's got Jay Leno. He is going to do actually a little tribute to Ernest Borgnine, which is kind of fun. So it could be kind of cute to check out tonight
at
8 o'clock.
Where is it?
On TCM, Turner Classic Movies.
All right, I'm going to look for that.
Yep,
right.
So you can check that out.
Yep.
And then also tonight, you've got some of the Christmas specials. So we start things off with Frosty the Snowman on CBS. They have lots of classics airing tonight on the networks. On CBS, you'll see Frosty Returns, and then some reruns of Hawaii Five-O and Blue Bloods. New tonight, though, American Housewife at 8 o'clock on ABC. Fresh Off the Boat follows that at 8:30. And Friday Night SmackDown. If you want to redo your Thanksgiving family fight, that's at 8 o'clock on Fox. And then if you missed the National Dog Show yesterday, it was on in the home that I was watching.
Really?
It's on again tonight on NBC at 8 o'clock.
The National Dog Show.
Ten the
before
Bulldog
the hour.
Win. Spoiler alert.
On the national radio program, the DJV Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time for us now to go through the top five things from the world of technology from this past week. And as Victoria Keelan is not here, it falls upon me to review these stories for you. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number five. Uber reportedly wants to start audio recording rides in our country. Uber is about to start beta testing a new security feature in parts of Latin America. In the U.S., Uber has to contend with a state-by-state recording law first, which makes it the time for the rollout probably not really clear. An internal memo shows that Uber plans to pilot the feature in the U.S. as soon as it can, though. The tool would allow Uber to better protect riders and all these, you know, you get a lot of high-profile assault scandals and charges. Safety concerns galore with Uber, which is kind of sad. Another set of questions, though, about privacy. The feature has not been named, would allow riders to opt in for an added layer of security during their trips. Riders and drivers can't play back the audio. The audio files sent to Uber's customer support agents, who use it to better understand an incident or take the appropriate action, according to an internal email from Uber. One wonders where they get the bandwidth for all of this. Move is the latest in a string of features meant to protect riders and drivers. Remember back in September, Uber ruled out a feature called Ride Check that flags unusual events like long stops, car crashes, that sort of thing. They've also integrated an in-app emergency button and other improvements to double down on safety at Uber. So that's number five this week. Counting toward number one, the big stories of the week from technology. Number four, from Mint Mobile,
which is a wireless carrier known for its cheap cell phone plans, announcing that it has a new owner, the actor Ryan Reynolds. The actor, now part owner of this cell service, the announcement states that Reynolds will help with Mint's communication and marketing efforts. It's interesting. Some of the characters that Reynolds is known for, like Deadpool, or maybe the Animal Detective, would be advertising Mint Mobile plans during the Super Bowl. Reynolds has pretty diverse portfolio, as he owns also a part of Aviation America Gin. That's interesting, huh? He adds, does ads for aviation. They've gone viral. Takes a hands-on approach to the marketing. So that's good. He's visible. Helps to promote whatever he's into. That's what Oprah did, certainly, with the weight loss. What, Weight Watchers, I think it was, right? A couple of years ago. Number three on the countdown of the hot hits in the world of technology. When you're traveling and your phone is about to die, the travelers will take a charge wherever they can find it, usually. But time to think twice about where you plug in. If you're in an airport or you're any place where there's a public USB power station, this report from the L.A. District Attorney warns against using these public power charging stations because of what they call juice jacking. Juice jacking is a scam, drains important information from your phone while you use public USB ports. Criminals can load malware onto the charging stations, rip out the USB ports, and replace them with their own infected ports, or leave infected cables at the stations. When people use these ports, their phone will charge, but the private information there can be leaked to these damn scammers. Through these scams, criminals can access information like personal passwords, bank accounts, backups on your phone. So instead of using the USB charging station, use an AC power outlet instead. Just plug that in, then plug in your USB. If you're an often, like I am, travel a lot, you can use what they call a USB condom that protects your device. Costs $7, allows your device to charge while blocking any transfer of information from an outside source. Stops anything from loading onto or draining from your device. So that sounds like a worthwhile $7 to spend. Number two, Star Wars collections at Sonoma, Williams Sonoma. Rise of Skywalker is coming out in less than a month, and all the Star Wars-themed merchandise is getting bigger. Latest Star Wars-branded gear you can buy is an Instant Pot, courtesy of Williams-Sonoma. Instant Pots decorated to look like R2-D2, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, one of the Stormtroopers. They are 6-quart size. The Chewbacca one is 8 quarts, and they cost, wow. This is $450 for this thing. Woo! That's a little steep, right? Number one on our list of the top tech stories, Twitter halts plans to remove inactive accounts. It recognized that it can't delete inactive accounts until it finds a way to preserve the accounts of people who have passed away. So that's something. If you were worried about that, you don't have to worry about it anymore because Twitter hasn't figured out how to save all of that stuff. So they're pledging it won't start removing accounts till the system is in place. Those are the top five items from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 Pat.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.